It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guests today are Brenda Klein and Avis Richter from the city of Valley City. Today we're going to talk a little bit about Riley Rogers, who was the mayor of Valley City from 1994 to 2006. A memorial for Riley Rogers is going to be this Friday. Ladies, thanks for joining us today, and I'll start out, with Brenda talking a little bit about the man. What was he like to work for, Brenda?
Okay, well, I started in 2001, and Riley was the mayor then. And when I think of Riley, I just think of kindness. You know, he was humble in all the great things he did. You know, always asked how the family was and how things were going with us. You know, just so personable and caring.
So he was a good guy to work for then?
Oh, definitely, yep. And even when he was done being mayor, it was always a joy when he'd come in to visit. And he just fun to visit with and loved his jokes. He always had a good joke to tell. And yeah, just fun to be around.
All right. Well, Avis is with us too. You worked with Riley Rogers, and talk a little bit maybe about some of his accomplishments.
Okay. Well, I started in 97. And he was mayor at that time, and he was dedicated. He was dedicated to Valley City. He loved the city, and he worked hard. All the while, just as Brenda said, he was so kind to work with. But he also worked hard, and he made sure that the projects happened and that the city was progressive. That was important to him. He was here during the Rainbow Arch Bridge. And when we were going to rebuild that bridge, it was going to first just be a plain bridge without the arch. And he was very instrumental with some others also to make sure we could secure funding so we could have a replica of the Rainbow Arch Bridge and have those arches and not lose that landmark in Valley City. And he was very proud of that, and that was it was a fun time to watch that project progress.
Well, we just we have floods from time to time in Valley City, and I don't know during his tenure if there was a flood that he had to worry about as mayor or not, but we always find out, we test people, you know, like what's it like to handle someone during a flood? So I don't know if, because I wasn't here at that
right.
time, so.
I believe there was a flood in 1996, and I wasn't here at that time. But knowing Riley, he would have done a phenomenal job. But I came at the end of 97, so I didn't work with him at that time.
Any fun anecdotes? Brenda, any fun? You know, there's always one or two things that maybe pops into your mind and say, wow, that's funny. That I'm never going to forget about what he said or did. Any of those to share with us, Brenda?
Really just every day. I mean, he brought laughter to this building and just lots of good jokes. And I mean, his whole body would just shake when he was laughing. He laughed just as much at his own jokes too. But he just, I would just say all the jokes and just the joy he brought.
That's great. Brenda Klein with us. And Avis, any last words to say about Riley Rogers, as we remember Riley Rogers, the former mayor of Valley City from 1994 to 2006?
Yeah. He would tell us stories, and he was a great, great storyteller. And he grew up in Chicago, and he would tell us about hopping on the railroad tracks as a kid. He talked us about how he was a lifeguard as a young man. Mm-hmm. He was a lifeguard, and I know he's got so many accomplishments, and it was fun to listen to. As an while he was mayor here, he was also the president of the North Dakota League of Cities. And on a final note, when I look at Riley Rogers' picture, even today, he brings a smile to my face, just like I'm smiling now, because that's when I think of Riley Rogers, I smile. He was a great man.
It's a great way to end it. And you know what? He proudly served this country in World War II, too, in the U.S. Navy as well. Riley Rogers, remembering Riley Rogers, former mayor of Valley City, and a memorial for Riley Rogers will be held on Friday at the Congregational United Church of Christ here in Valley City. That's our Voice of the Valley for today.